You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you. afternoon, and welcome to America Back on Track here on the Quality News Network. It's Monday, October the 8th. No new book from Clarence Thomas this week. I'm your correspondent, Tony Seaton. We'll try and fill in the gaps. I knew a number of people who were airline pilots for the, you know, major 747s and those kinds of planes. They said that if they didn't fly for 2 weeks, they felt rusty. Isn't that amazing? They could do it for years and years and years. That's the way I feel after a weekend. Coming up today in our first half hour, Bob Summerby will be with us. He's got a howler. He's the site person for the Daily Howler. He writes about politics. He's been doing so for over a quarter century now. And he used to write for the Baltimore Sun. Alexander Analuk is going to be with us. He's going to be talking about travel. You know, the airlines are reporting just disastrous on-time performances. They'd probably do better if they just left their planes in the hangars. And also, we want to talk to him about what happened to the woman at the Phoenix airport. Today's Seat Notes is on the issue of being a terrorist or a student or both here in this country, at Yale, in fact. Interesting story from last year. Our quote of the day is from Albert Camus, who said, "Mistaken ideas always end in bloodshed, but in every case, it's someone else's blood."